This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Thank you so much for joining us for hour number two of our show.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is such a great show.
You and Riley, myself, Chris Reitman.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And I'm Riley.
Riley, you are just exuberant at being in studio.
I love being in studio. This is so much fun for me. Normally, I'm just a regular listener out in Utah. Now I'm here in New Hampshire on the show, so I'm excited.
He is vacationing in the Granite State this week.
That's right.
And he's been doing all kinds of fun stuff, part of which is getting to host Free Talk Live. And it's not like you don't listen to the show. We know you listen because you do the Daily Digest, a daily wrap-up of the previous night's show. And that's really cool for people who don't have time to listen to all 3 hours that we do every day. Riley boils it down to topics and makes it concise, and it sounds great. It's well produced. I appreciate that because I have no production skills. This is it, guys. This is what you get. It's that.
But you're doing a great job, Chris. I think you're doing an excellent job at running the show.
Well, I don't know about that, but I have fun. It gets me out of the house one day a week. But I do want to tell you about HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Do you have a retail business and are you looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? If you're not, you should be, and it's never been easier thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet or something like that you can keep by your cash register, you're almost done. Mm-hmm. Just visit HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Bitcoin SV, all sorts of things at your store. Get started now at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Pretty slick little program. And you can get those. These are the same folks that brought you AnyPay. And we use it in our store on a, I wouldn't say we use it daily, but
it's still AnyPay. They just have a better URL.
It is a good URL. Yeah. It is really, really simple. I have a standard. If things are easy enough for my girlfriend to pick up, and it took all of like 5 seconds to train her on how to use it.
Oh, nice.
That's a winner. You don't need things at your cash register that are going to slow down people checking out, and you do want to accept cryptocurrency. That is something that is coming. You don't have to take my word for it.
I was just at the Indian restaurant this week doing a little tech support with them, and he's been doing pretty well. Even with just a few people buying with crypto, he'd come up to almost 4 digits in crypto.
That's amazing. That's really cool.
That is very cool. And that's the idea. If you know, cryptocurrency, I'm not gonna blow smoke and tell you that, you know, your business will grow by 90% because you accept cryptocurrency. We're not at that point yet. But the nice thing is, if you do accept crypto, that means you are beginning to accumulate some crypto. Now, there are solutions where you can certainly sell it and trade it into U.S. dollars if you need to. But what we've found is most businesses are banking it. They are going to hold on to crypto and see where the prices go.
And I think that's a great idea because you're not tying yourself to the Federal Reserve note, the U.S. dollar. And you're keeping yourself out of the modern banking system.
We look forward to the day when we can just look back, not fondly. Remember those dollars we used to deal with? Remember how the government manipulated those things?
Yeah.
How you remember when you were a kid growing up, a loaf of bread was 15 cents, and by 2019, it cost almost $3 for a loaf of bread. What happened to all the buying power? We got away from the idea of using money that was sound money and started using paper money, and this is what you get. It also happens in Venezuela. And, Ian, you've got a Venezuelan story for us.
Yeah.
There's always a story out of Venezuela.
And it's been a little while since we've done some Venezuela coverage here, and I saw this story, and I was kind of surprised, I guess. You know, one of the difficulties of, you know, a bad economy and a bad money system, as we've seen with the Venezuelan Bolivar just, you know, being inflated beyond, you know, the point of no return, to the point where they're so desperate they had to actually knock five zeros off of the value of the Bolivar in 2018. It was August of 2018, so it's actually been a year now since Venezuela changed from the Bolivar Fuerte, which means strong Bolivar. That's what they replaced their old Bolivar with when they knocked, I think it was three zeros off initially. They took five zeros off Bolivar Fuerte. So imagine taking, you know, well, we don't have a $500,000 bill, but imagine if we did and knocking a $500,000 bill down to a $5 bill. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
That means that their currency became so worthless. The paper currency, the bolivar, had such little value. Let's say a loaf of bread used to be one bolivar.
Mm-hmm.
Then before you knocked five zeros off it, and that's what you would see. You would see a, what is that, 100? 100,000? No.
But you're going in the reverse direction.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So one way to look at it would be, yeah, I mean, even at $100 in U.S., there's still not even five zeros behind it, even if you include the cents. But before they knocked the zeros off, a loaf of bread would have been thousands upon thousands upon thousands of bolivars, if not tens of thousands upon hundreds of thousands of bolivars. It was insane. The amount of inflation was going crazy, and it still is crazy there. And what it's resulted in is it's very difficult to import products. So it's always important to explain why this is. And part of the reason for this is that the products, you know, that you want to buy a pallet full of toilet paper or what we're going to talk about here, toothpaste. You want to buy a bunch of toothpaste to stock your store with. Well, the guy who wants to sell you, the wholesaler who wants to sell you the toothpaste, doesn't want to sell it to you for the bolivar.
Because it's practically worthless. He wants U.S. dollars because they're a little more stable.
They might take dollars, they might take euros, they'll take anything except for the bolivar. Well, it's hard to get dollars, right? You have to buy them on the black market. You can't go into a Venezuelan bank and exchange bolivars for dollars. They won't allow you to do that.
Let's talk about what hyperinflation means. What that means is the government is inflating their currency so fast that prices...
Way faster than all the other governments in the world, because they're all inflating their currencies.
Right. Even the U.S. dollar is an inflationary currency.
Some are doing it faster and some are doing it slower than others.
Hyperinflation in Venezuela, as of May, that's the latest number I could quickly find, is, let's see... 8,151,194% per month.
That's intense.
That is
it per month or is it per year?
Well, that would I think it would be an annual. The actual month to month rate. That's a little harder to come by. But it's
very hard to come by because the Venezuelan government several years ago stopped announcing, I think, what you call the M2 numbers. So they are not and have not been giving out any official data about how much they're printing. So the only way to really assess any amount of inflation is, of course, to look at the prices of things and see what the effects of inflation are. Because when inflation happens, when governments increase the money supply, typically you see prices rise as a result.
Yes.
So, so it's hard to get a bunch of products if you happen to still be in business, and that's not an easy thing to do either in the situation they've got there. But if you happen to still be in business and you want to get some products, well, you've got to pay with dollars or some other somewhat valuable currency compared to the bolivar, and that's very difficult for people to do because it's not legal for them to do that. So a lot of stuff ends up in the black market, and, well, as we've seen with black markets, in many cases, black markets, we've certainly seen it with the black market for drugs, the black market previously in the United States for alcohol during Prohibition. Black market people, many of them aren't concerned with product quality. They're not concerned with customer safety. and happiness. And that's apparently now extending to the toothpaste business. We'll get into it.
There's going to be more on that and the effects of inflation. This is the effects of governments behaving badly, not unlike the U.S. This is 850. This
Free
is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com
has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. Free as in Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the number to call to get on the air. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is such a cool app. All you got to do is load the app on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer. As long as you got a high-speed internet connection and a quality microphone, you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. And we're going to take a Discord call here shortly, so you can hear how good it is for yourself, and you can try calling in too. But last hour, we said thank you to Barry, who he's an amplifier. He's pledged to send us $10 a month to help advertise, market, and promote the show.
That must mean he's a gold amplifier.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's a silver amplifier.
That's $5 a month.
$5 a month.
Still appreciate it. That's what we ask folks to do, is to do $5 a month.
I must have been confused because David R. Jeffries is a gold amplifier.
Okay. Well, thank you to all of them.
Yes.
Exactly.
We got two people to thank, and again, the idea...
That's 'cause we forgot to do it the last two nights. By we, I mean me and whoever else was on. Aria.
The purpose of this is we think the message of liberty, the ideas of liberty, are important, and this helps us get that message out in more homes, in more ears, and in more minds. So we really appreciate it.
It's amp.freetalklive.com. And the Venezuelan situation is, I think, very instructive when it comes to the ideas of liberty. It gives us the opportunity to talk about inflation and explain how devastating this government policy is to the individual and to society in general. And that's what we're looking at here is... Apparently toothpaste is suffering now as a result, and we'll get into that. But we were talking about just the money itself, the Bolivar Fuerte, which was the currency, the government currency there until August of 2018, when they lobbed 5 zeros off the end of the various large bills they had there, and then they came out with the Bolivar Soberano, which stands for the sovereign bolivar, because now it's sovereign currency for sovereign people. And I went back in time,
okay.
Chris and Riley. I
literally?
I used archive.org, which is the Internet's time machine.
Indeed.
Which is really a neat site. If you've never been to archive.org, it's really handy. You can type in a URL, and you can then look at what that site looked like in the past. So you can do it to Free Talk Live site. You can do it to pretty much any site on the Internet. Well, the one I went to look at is dollartoday.com. It's D-O-L-A-R, dollartoday.com. Mm-hmm. And I went back to the beginning of September, because it took a couple weeks to roll out the changes with the Bolivar in August of last year. So I wanted to see what was the black market rate of how many Bolivars you can get. Bolivar Soberano, the new one. How many bolivars can you get for a U.S. dollar on the black market? That's what they tell you at dollartoday.com.
Okay.
So, should I tell you what it was in September of 2018 first, or tell you what it is today and then tell you September
Take
of 2018?
Your pick.
So, let's go back to September of 2018, the very beginning of the month. According to Dollar Today, it was, at that time, the brand new Bolivar Soberano was 75. 75 and change. So you just get just above 75 BSS. Great name. BS, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
You'd get 75 BSS for one U.S. dollar on the black market.
Okay. Well,
fast forward to today at dollartoday.com. Now, if you have a black market connection in probably everybody does over there.
It's the only way you can get anything.
Right.
Pretty much.
You will get 14,392 Bolivar Soberanos for one U.S. dollar. And I did the math. I'm not a math expert here, but a simple division gives you the percentage. And according to my calculations, that is an inflation over the last year of approximately 19,189%.
That is major. I don't think even cryptocurrencies are that volatile.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not that volatile. And what this comes down to is bad monetary policy. And in the case of this, The Venezuelan government cannot tax and raise the money it takes to run a government. The people are too poor, so they can't just tax it. They can't. This is the only way the governments can get funds. They can borrow it.
Oh, but they've been raising the minimum wage.
You can do all that you want. That's just, you know, putting lipstick on a pig.
Right.
But that's the thing. They don't produce anything, so they have to take it through taxation, or they have to borrow it on the promise that their people will pay it back with interest. They're very limited, or they can just print more of it.
Mm.
When they print more of it, that's when you run the risk of high inflation rates or hyperinflation. Now, people listening are probably saying, well, that's Venezuela. That's a banana republic in South America. That doesn't apply to us. Yes, it does. It's not that hyperinflation can happen here. It will happen here at some point in our future. But your U.S. dollar, this thing you put so much faith in, is an inflationary currency. Mm-hmm. It runs the same risks, and it suffers the same. What this means is tomorrow your dollar will be worth less in actual purchasing power than it was today.
Exactly, and I think people forget that, and I think people...
I don't think they ever knew it.
Right. Well, maybe some didn't. Maybe some are not paying attention to this fact that, you know, a meal with a hamburger and fries cost around a dollar in my parents' day.
Yeah.
And now it costs like two or three or four or five or six or seven or $8.
Yeah. A loaf of bread when I was growing up was about 15 cents, 20 cents, and now it's $3.
And when you take into account that it's just paper money and it's not sound money, it's not going to maintain its value over time. When you have something like gold or silver, that's tangible and is sound money, it's going to hold its value over time.
An ounce of gold today is worth an ounce of gold.
Exactly. Right?
Now, that's going to equate into something different in dollars. So to give you some history, you know, back in during the time when we were on the gold standard, it was promised that you could always sell an ounce of gold for $35. Today's gold price is around $1,500. Mm-hmm. It has appreciated that much against the dollar, even though it has been manipulated, too.
So, Reuters reporting that Colgate-Palmolive is warning Venezuelans not to buy fake versions of its toothpaste brands, leaving local authorities to issue a health warning as demand for imported products in Venezuela's dysfunctional economy encourages the spread of knockoff goods. Now, everybody's heard of knockoff, you know, fancy watches and fancy bags, high-dollar knockoff items.
Yep.
But who's heard of fake Colgate toothpaste?
I haven't.
It would have never crossed my mind.
Well, it's apparently an actual, like, danger to health, and we'll explain. And, obviously Colgate wants you to buy their brand, but there's some pretty sound, or at least sound-sounding reasons for that, and we'll explain it coming up here, what's happened.
855 453, this is Free Talk Live.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All nine victims of the Dayton, Ohio massacre died at the hands of the killer.
That's according to Montgomery County Coroner Doug Harshenbarger. He also says the toxicology report indicated the shooter had a mix of drug and alcohol in his system when he opened fire in a popular area of the city more than 10 days ago.
A pipe device was found in his pocket with an attached clear plastic baggie that has been determined to contain cocaine, and the assailant's cavity blood sample was found to contain cocaine, alprazolam, and ethanol.
President Trump is holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one being held in New Hampshire. Now, before leaving, the president talks about the economy and says the Fed needs to lower the interest rates.
Jay Powell should be cutting rates because every country all over the world is cutting and we want to stay sort of even. And I don't mind if we're higher, we're better, we're a better credit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's a number you can get on to get on the radio to talk about what you want, because this is an open phones show.
If you want to talk about anything you want to talk about, like, I don't know, something different, like Antarctica, you can talk about Antarctica.
You can, or... you can talk about what we're talking about, but you're not tied to that. That's the beauty of Free Talk Live. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And Riley.
And we've been talking about Venezuela. We've been talking about inflation. And we haven't really spelled this out, but inflation is the result of your government making prices go up because your dollar is worth less.
And we're going to get into talking about the bad toothpaste, the knockoff toothpaste brands that could be poisonous and dangerous. That's coming up. But first, I'm going to tell you about some great toothpaste. It's actually all natural, and it's from My Magic Mud. That's what I use. They also have their original black tooth powder, which is what built their business. It's made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. This product is available in most health food stores, including Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But why bother leaving the house when you can just go to MyMagicMud.com and order yours at 20% off with code FTL20, and you don't have to worry that you're going to be getting some sort of questionable knockoff brand, because it's coming straight from the manufacturer when you go to MyMagicMud.com. That's code FTL20, and all their products are all natural for you. If you want to swallow the products, totally safe. It's good stuff. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL20. Let's go. We actually have a call from prison on the line, Chris. It's Art calling us from Michigan. Go ahead and pull him up there if you don't mind. Art, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I want to talk a little bit tonight about criminal justice reform.
All right.
Okay. About 10 days ago, you folks talked about the death penalty was ruled unconstitutional back in 1972 under Furman versus Georgia. And of course, by 1975, it was superseded by statute in many of the states. Right now, I'll just give you some quick facts. 35 of the states have reinstituted the death penalty. 7 of them are not using it, so that equals about 28 left. Now, what's interesting, the former Confederate states, with Oklahoma, the Confederate territory, are doing about 80% of the executions. Just a food for thought.
Yeah.
According to the facts that I pulled up. Of course, I'm opposed to the death penalty because the system is so corrupt. But it's important to point out, right now, at the peak years, they're executing a little under 100 people a year, at the peak years.
Wow.
So, that's a lot of people, but you know what? Right now, on average, I think it's like 500 people, I think, in the United States commit suicide. I think in a 20-year period, I was going to think there's going to be like 1 million rapes. So it's important that we recognize death penalty is horrible. The government should have nothing to do with it. Of course, the government kills more people than anybody, but statistically speaking.
Sure.
But it's important to recognize that a third of the people right now are affected by the criminal justice, clearly affected by the criminal justice system, because right now they're arresting approximately between 10 and 15 million people a year in this country. And, of course, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, and there is no evidence that having a death penalty reduces crime. This
Correct.
Is what we're told, that people are going to be scared and they're not going to do these things. Well, if you have evil in your heart, you're going to do evil in your heart.
Exactly, and the death penalty is just a way for people to feel like they're getting a small sense of justice when in reality it's just government killing people.
And of course, like I said, but the criminal justice system we have as a whole has to be looked at, because people don't realize this can affect them tonight on their ride home from work or going to have their house or whatever, going to play, like I said, because the system is so bad. And once you get in here, there's nothing you can do. Doesn't matter how corrupt it is, no one wants to hear from you. And a good thing people can Google out there is called Rotten Apple or Rotten Barrel. And it's a law review article that's written about the Chicago Police Department, how they were actually taking people to a secret location, stripping them naked, hooking up electrodes to their private parts, and electroshocking them until they confessed to the murder. And it got so bad that the mayor of Chicago, the governor of Chicago, put a moratorium on the death penalty. And if they look up that law review article, it actually goes into details about it. And so it's important that we look at the things that are going on. That's how the United States has become the prison capital of the world. We've locked up more people. Right now, we probably have more people incarcerated, officially and unofficially, probably than Nazi Germany, Russia, and China combined.
I believe that's true.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at the statistic lately.
It's getting horrible. And like I said, if the people don't eventually stand up and wake up and smell the coffee, the government's become tyrants in these states. It's not just one state, it's most of the states across the United States, including the federal government. And until people start standing up and looking at the criminal justice system, everybody, the university professors across the United States, majority of them, in the law review articles they've written, all are talking about this very issue. Like I said, it needs reform. The U.S. Congress, you can pull up the U.S. Congress congressional hearings, they're talking about it all the time, from Booker to many of the Black Caucus and stuff. It's completely broken, and like I said, and this is money. It's a money maker. It's a taxpayer drain on the taxpayer, but the people don't realize what the government's doing. And just like the death penalty, it's all for control. They're doing this to control the people. It's making the streets right now are much less safer than they've ever been, And the prisons are much safer than they've ever been. And people just don't realize it because they hear the buzzwords that get tough on crime and truth and sentencing. It sounds really, really good. But when you look at the real thing, there's so many people in here that are innocent, grandfathers and grandmothers that just should not be in prison. It's just ridiculous the things that they're doing.
If you're listening to this show right now, I'm just going to ask you, ask yourself, is there more crime now than there was 20 years ago or less crime? Now, a lot of you are going to say, well, I mean, I hear about it all the time. There must be more crime. Violent crime has been dropping for decades. It's one of those things. It's happening, and we are led to believe that violent crime is escalating, that we must get tough on crime. We must execute people who meet our definition of executable. And the problem with that is we have technologies now that identify innocent people all the time. This is not going to go away. And my biggest fear, and what I would hate to have if I were on a jury, I would hate to have the blood of an innocent man on my hands. Art, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
You're going to hit the drop.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Just that idea that someone you found guilty end up losing their life, and then technology comes along and says, hey, he wasn't the guy. It was this other dude. Well, now we're starting to see that with DNA evidence. And
right.
The idea that we would make someone pay the ultimate price, there is no price that you could ask someone to pay that would be greater than to take their life, based on evidence that you're honestly not 100% sure that they did it.
I think we should mention the Innocence Project, too, because I think the Innocence Project is working on finding people who are innocent and getting them out of jail.
Yep, that's a great program, and I know Daryl, who used to sit in this chair, Daryl was big on, you know, he was running for the Innocence Project, and, you know, in races, he would donate money, and that was sort of his pledge, if you pledge me so much. And he raised a good amount of money for those guys. They do great work, started by Barry Scheck. But just this idea that if they can take a look at all these people sitting on death row, well, they've found dozens of people that are innocent.
More than that.
Provable innocence through DNA testing. And it's not going to stop. But hopefully, I'm just hoping people in Venezuela don't die from bad Colgate. And I do want to hear a little bit more about this.
Yep, we'll get into it. I think we also have a Discord call on the line as well. So that's coming up, too.
We've got to talk to one of our regular callers, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can and use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving Americans through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord, you're going to load a little app on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop. You're going to use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone. That's all you need, and you will sound like you are in the studio with us, which sounds pretty dang good. This is in studio. It's Chris.
And Ian.
And Riley.
Riley Blake. Again, thank you for joining us. Riley puts
You're
together the Daily Digest for Free Talk Live. That's a 30-minute summary podcast for people that don't have time to listen to the whole 2.5-3 hour podcast.
It's 20 to 30 minutes, but you know.
Yeah. It's a nice solution, a good alternative for people. And we are going to go to Discord right now, if I can hit all the right keys, and go to Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thank you. First off, I want to welcome Riley. It is so good, the work that I know you've been doing.
Thank you.
And you are turning into a pretty top-notch host for FDL.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're here. Really cool.
And Chris, man, that whole Lyme disease thing, that just is awful. I'm sorry about that. But I was going to talk about the corruption in the town with people the rent-to-own house and all that. And
they're talking about the people who are the government in, what was it, Granite Lake?
Granite City, Illinois.
Granite City, Illinois, where they're going to evict them from their home because they had a guest at one time who was, I guess, a wanted person.
He had stayed at their house a couple times, but at the time he wasn't living there. He was hiding in their crawl space underneath their house.
Right.
That's
right.
What they said constituted living.
And somehow that, is a residency, and somehow they're responsible for that.
They shouldn't be held responsible, obviously.
No, of course. But, I mean, you know, here's what we're dealing with. Places like Illinois, places like California and New York, and, you know, this sort of thing would never happen in New Hampshire. Or some other thing might, but New Hampshire's a little bit better government, but even New Hampshire's government is crap. I'm sorry, it's crap.
Well, saying better government's like saying you're the best of the worst. Congratulations.
I mean, you know, the people of, New Jersey's another one, Maryland. I mean, these states have just completely given up on protecting, rights for people, which was the original, implementation of government. And people are just, it's the boiling frogs thing. I mean, people are putting up with crap. And
not to go back to, the U.S. Constitution, the founding fathers. When the country came about, most states already had a constitution before the federal constitution was.
Correct.
And most states recognized there are a lot of rights that we're going to name a few and say the government should have nothing to do with these things. We can't legislate them because they're part of the human condition. This is part of being human. You can't do anything about it. So it wasn't just that... we're going against the ideas put forth in the Constitution. We're going against ideas that states have held sacred since they became states. And it's just, anyone looks at themselves in the eye and says, yeah, we're on the right path here.
Something like common law is something that's been established by the people, in the English Western world. To some degree, I guess, is been taken on in Europe and what have you. And they're abandoning that. They had lots of arrangements that I'd say some couple of centuries ago worked fairly well. And
some of these ideas go back to Cicero. They go back to the Magna Carta.
Right. Well, exactly, and they peaked out in the early Americas, after the Declaration of Independence, and then they started going downhill from there. And I think there's a deliberate, pattern to the people that are above the actual states involved, including. Our central government. I think there are people that have an agenda that they love power and want to make sure that we don't have it ourselves.
Yep.
And I'm saying is all we need to do is basically reclaim it and say, we don't consent to this anymore. Thank you very much. We're done. If we got somewhere between 15 and maybe 25% of the population thinking that way. And that's why this liberty migration is so important, because we can get that number of people, I think, pretty easily in pretty short order.
I think you're right. And I know we're not going to get, we're not going to take over every house of government here in New Hampshire, and that's not the idea. The idea is to educate our neighbors.
The idea is to bring more people to the ideas of liberty. And I look at it this way. It's more of a movement to plant seeds and get people moving in the right direction rather than forcing our will on the populace.
Well, you can't take over a government without convincing people to elect you to that government
exactly.
Anyway. So really, it's a numbers game any way you slice it. You've got to have more people who care about freedom moving to New Hampshire as part of this New Hampshire freedom migration. So the more people can then... they can then influence their neighbors in a positive way towards understanding and hopefully embracing the ideas of freedom. But if we fail at that, then we'll never get anywhere.
This assumes that we want to do it all peacefully, and we don't want to do it the way governments do it. Governments would just subvert and use violence to overthrow the government they didn't like, and they would put in a new government that they did like. That's how it works, and we don't need to play by their games.
So, do you want to get back into toothpaste?
Tell me more. I just want to know kind of what exactly the message is out of this.
Bad toothpaste is on the market, black market specifically, in Venezuela, and Colgate-Palmolive has issued a warning that was then followed up by the Venezuelan National Hygiene Institute. Colgate said in a statement Monday that it had alerted Venezuelan health authorities to the potential risk of the, quote, commercialization and use of these falsified products without giving any further details. However, the National Hygiene Institute said it had determined that some toothpaste claiming to be from Colgate did not contain fluoride. Their use posed a health risk because of possible microbiological contamination, said the institute in a public report. Basically, this fake Colgate,
okay,
knockoff brand, Chinese manufactured Colgate,
okay,
is manufactured under questionable circumstances. We don't know where. We don't know who.
Somebody actually tested it.
Yeah.
They did it. And it doesn't have fluoride in it. For half our listeners, they're probably going, finally, a fluoride-free toothpaste.
Except it's got bacteria some kind
of.
Well,
yeah.
That's the concern.
And that's the concern.
That, you know, they cooked up a batch of this stuff, and who knows under what quality control. We have no idea. The Institute didn't mention any reports of health problems, but did ask Venezuelans to report if any occurred. The toothpaste had been imported from China, Mexico, and Thailand, and had the same color scheme and design as some of Colgate's genuine brands, available in Venezuela.
Okay, I can probably go to half a dozen knockoff shops and buy the same sort of stuff here in America. My point is that just because the government doesn't say a product is safe, that is not a stamp of approval. We face that issue with products in the United States all the time. Every drug recall started out with a drug that was safe and effective.
Exactly. And there are always some sort of food recalls going on, too. So the FDA, not keeping us really safe.
I wish we could privatize that and just have people trust certain people.
Exactly.
855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.